Welcome to Heavenly Pennies with Melissa Grimsley, the podcast to help you follow your intuition, align with your soul purpose, and connect with your higher self. Hello, everybody. Happy fall. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather. And thanks for tuning in to another Heavenly Pennies episode. I'm your host, Melissa Grimsley. So this morning, I woke up and was a bit triggered. We all have our things, right? Things that trigger us from old wounds or old patterns that we used to experience. And while I have come a long way, I am human and viewed something that I felt was a direct attack to me. Sometimes it's a matter of things being misconstrued or maybe taking it as an attack because of the way that your thinking is. But then there are those moments where, no, it's a direct attack. However, it's still a matter of it being an attack based upon how you react to it. I'm not at the point where I can see these things and still be okay with that. Again, that's something that I'm working through. But it's a matter of recognizing that, and I really felt like it was important to maybe address that for someone else who's listening that may be experiencing that same feeling, that same experience. It's very important when we are being triggered, which is another whole episode that I have if you tune into an earlier episode, but it kind of expands into being aware and recognizing when things are being a direct attack, that it's not a matter of it being in a direct attack to you because of who you are. It is in a direct attack because of where that person is in their state of mind. So we've both been on both ends of the opposite spectrum. There have been times that we have been the attacker. There have been times that we have been attacked. And on both ends of those spectrums, they never end well. Maybe you're the one doing the attacking and then you're feeling guilty or resentful after the fact. Or maybe you're being attacked and then it's a matter of feeling that doubt or having some old fears coming to the surface. But whatever it is that is causing these emotions to erupt, you have to dial it inward and ask yourself, what is it that is causing me to feel this way? Not reflecting or not deflecting, rather, but reflecting and going inward and then seeing what it is that you are meant to see. Recognizing where it is that you are meant to shift forward. Because oftentimes when a lot of people are in that constant attack, attack, attack mode, it's because they're not taking the time to heal. They're not taking the time to go inwards and dial it in with themselves and see what is truly going on. On the surface, it may seem as if they are very powerful and very confident, but shed beneath those layers and what do you see? Call it for what it is. There's also those times, those moments where we may be attacking in an attempt to scream for attention, trying to make that other person feel as if they are less than, trying to make that person who is shining, who's actually in a good state of mind, feel at a lower frequency level because we need to bring them to that level. So I'm not happy. You can't be happy. It's in these moments that we need to let go of situations. We need to let go of the past. We need to let go of old relationships or old patterns when we're asked to look in the mirror at ourselves and see who we truly are and ask ourselves, is this truly who I am at the core? And is this truly who I want to become? Do I want to wake up feeling angry? Do I want to live in shame or in fear? I guarantee the answer is no. But what is it that you're doing on the surface? Whether it's looking at those old photos, reading through those old texts, holding on, clinging on to things that won't allow you to move forward. And being aware of the situation, that's when you find your true self. And that's when you really have your confidence, true confidence, not the confidence that's on the outside layer of an onion, true confidence. What remains at the core, who you truly are. The people that seem as if they are perfect, or it's the same situation with the job, it seems like on the surface, it is the greatest situation. You couldn't have asked for more. Like this old saying goes, right? The grass is always greener on the other side until you're in the position, until you're with that person, you're building that family. And then you're like, what the heck? This is not what I signed up for. This is not what I dreamed. This is not what I wanted to create. Because we all have this strong capability to manifest something powerful beyond our wildest dreams at our highest conscious level. But sometimes when we manifest out of ego, it doesn't turn out the way that we expect. So we may get all of these things that we're looking to create, but then we look at it once we have it and say, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I signed up for. It was all a mirage. It was all an illusion because it was created out of ego. When you manifest your true heartfelt desires, they need to come from a higher state, from your true self, not in a place of anger or ill will when you're targeting an attack to someone, not in a place of overconfidence where viewing yourself as if you're in that ego state, you're better than or more than situations. It needs to be from a place of kindness. It needs to be from a place of compassion. It needs to be from a place of understanding. It needs to be from a place of, this is who I truly am and what aligns with my core purpose, with my core self in every situation. The laundromat that you're going to, the grocery store that you're pulling up at. How do you view yourself and how are you projecting that image into others? Show up, dress up, make yourself feel better by feeling what it is that you're manifesting, by feeling what it is that you're creating, this life. That is how you evolve. That is how you transition. Not by spiraling backwards and saying, oh man, I should have done this. Well, let me go reach out and see if, you know, that's still a possibility. Or, oh boy, maybe if I had taken that left turn instead of the right, this would have happened. No, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you are listening to this right now, if you are tuning in, you're here. You showed up. You're tuning in. There are no coincidences, I like to say. No matter what you are putting your energy into, no matter what it is that you are crafting, do it in love and light. Whether it's drinking a cup of coffee and creating a painting or some type of craft, whether it is taking a glass of wine and maybe just journaling down some of your thoughts. Writing, having some water, agua, the best thing that we can ever have, right? Just going on a walk, going on a jog. I had no idea where this podcast was going to go today, but I did know that I wasn't happy. I was angry and I was really feeling these emotions. And my first thought wasn't, let me react, let me retaliate. It was, I'm going to record a podcast. I'm going to get it out there. And it's going to resonate with someone. It's going to give me some light in the situation, as well as helping showing other people how to deal with certain situations. Because we're all learning it. And in any situation, the hardest thing by far is to let go and to see a situation in love and light. Oh my God, it's so hard, right? We all have that one situation. We may have gotten past a lot of them, but there's at least probably one that it's like, you may even say, oh yeah, I'm over it, but are you really over it? Did you really get it out of your system? I mean, are we really there yet? Could you see that person or that situation, that environment, and say, I really meet you with kindness and love? So I pulled a card from my Spirits on Tarot deck. And you know what? First, actually, because I forgot to read this one during last week's episode, you're going to get a bonus. So the first one was the Ace of Crystals. And this was for, oh, manifestation and prosperity. Love it. Spirits on Tarot deck by Paulina Cassidy. Again, going back to the Ace of Crystals. And it's manifestation and prosperity. Panda is gifted with the magic of manifesting good fortune. Centered and calm, she is your guide in staying grounded while you pursue your goals. Allow your highest potential to be nurtured with patience and know that you already possess the skills needed to achieve the results. Successful ventures are on the horizon and will be brought to fruition if you begin with a strong foundation. Align yourself with the energies that will bring you fulfillment and allow your creative energy to manifest prosperity in your life. So true. Who are you allowing into your circle? What is it that you are focusing your time and your energy on? And how can you move that creative energy to awaken that prosperity in order to shift to a whole new level? What is it that you need to let go of? How can you stay grounded in pursuing your goals? Keep your eye on the prize, baby. All right, so manifestation, prosperity, fresh start, fulfillment, vitality, successful ventures, stability, and practicality. No matter what you do sometimes, it's, you can't change a situation. You cannot influence a person. I mean, you can influence them. You can try by being yourself and by showing them that this is how it can be done, right? But you can't force someone to see something through your eyes. Because we all are here to live our different paths. We all have our different journeys. It's a matter of respecting one another for where we're at and recognizing that we're human and we make mistakes and these things are going to happen. But if you continue to stay in that rut, you continue to go with that rigorous, attacking, negative mentality, you're going to stay stuck. You're never going to move forward. By continuing to instead shift that, when we are feeling that anger or that fear, lacking sense of feelings, by shifting it and filling up our cup, filling up what it is that awakens our true joy. It can be going for a walk with your pet. It can be brewing your favorite cup of coffee. It can be writing. It can be journaling. It can be drawing. It doesn't matter how good you are at something. So long as you are putting your full energy and attention into it, that's when you create your masterpiece. Because by saying that, oh, well, it's not good enough, I'm not good enough, there you're getting that lack of feeling. And of course, it's going to turn out to be shit. Sorry. You have to believe in it for it to be real, for it to be the best that it can possibly be. So let's move to the next card from the Spirits on Tarot deck by Paulina Cassidy. It is the Shaman, and it's an eagle. divine wisdom and spiritual power. And I am so ecstatic to see this card because I've been working a bit with some shaman meditations lately, and it's so interesting because the whole concept of it was people that were shamans, they used to go into these deep meditative states by different movements of the percussions of the drum, right? So they would hear certain sounds that would allow them to go back and gaze into this other realm, this portal that is opening up. And it actually allowed them to find their old land. So say they needed to go journey somewhere, it would allow them to come back by meeting with their spirit animals and kind of having them allow them to journey back. And it also deliver messages and signs. So being a huge lover of signs and the universe and the animals, which are very big pennies from heaven, it's something that has kind of drawn me in a little bit more so recently. So the fact that this card is called Shaman is really huge and very awesome. Insight Timer, I definitely recommend that for anyone listening. It's free. You can go in, you can Google whatever it is you want, you know, kindness meditation, letting go meditation. I Googled Shaman meditation. There's so many different practices that are, again, free and accessible to you just to allow yourself to get into that state, because the best thing that you can do for yourself when you are experiencing challenges is to enrich your mental stability and connect with your higher self, as well as moving the body. So doing something that makes you feel as if you are doing something progressive. If it's a load of laundry, it doesn't matter what it is, just really putting that energy into feeling really good when you're doing it. And if you know you're going to be stepping into something and doing it and you're not feeling good about it, well, then don't do it. Wait, shift your energy to something else, with the exception of when you're stuck in a situation. Well, you just got to make the most of it or do something to make a change about it. So the shaman, divine wisdom, spiritual power, the eagle. Eagle is the courageous collector of spiritual knowledge. He holds the ability to connect to higher spirit teachers rising above and beyond the material world. Eagle thrives in the realm of spirit, yet remains fixed in the realm of earth. He's sharp-sighted and signifies rational thought. Moving gracefully through the skies, Eagle will teach you how to conserve and use your own energy wisely. He demonstrates that you can still remain grounded while soaring toward divine wisdom. Eagle will assist you in refining your own spiritual power, which will increase your ability to rise above any challenge. Keywords, advice, teaching, learning, seeking a deeper meaning, tradition, ritual, initiation, and routine. So I went to a spiritual expo recently, and I was actually working that evening, so I didn't have much time to really explore. But I was able to pop in and got a little mini massage from this woman. I didn't get to speak to too many of the spiritual workers there, but I did get to meet this woman who gave me a massage, and I found it so interesting because in the midst of doing this, I was thinking to myself, shucks, I kind of wish that I was able to talk to someone. And right in that moment was when spirit spoke through her and she delivered a message, which I found so interesting because it dug so deep. I mean, on so many levels, you know, when someone just says something or you see something and it strikes like right at your core and you're like, holy smokes, like they hit that nail right on the head. I mean, down to the bottle of wine on the bench, writing the letter, seeing the turtle along the water, and then looking up at the sky and seeing the eagle. And it just brought me back to that. And I'm feeling the nudge to share it with you all now because of this card, the eagle. So allowing fly eagles fly, but Sorry, I had to throw that in there. I had to. Come on, birds. You gotta come back on me now here. Let's go a little bit with that. No offense to any other fans. I'm a peaceful Eagles fan. But with the eagle, it's so wise and it's rising above the situation to see it for what it truly is. In being courageous and moving gracefully, you can separate rational from the irrational thoughts. So you may be experiencing some anger, you may be feeling some kind of way, but opposed to reacting, again, dialing it inward, allowing eagle to guide you, and see how you can best utilize your energy opposed to shooting like rapid fire. Go do something that helps to make you feel grounded again, but you can still be grounded while rising above, while being connected with source, while achieving that divine wisdom. Increasing your ability, this card says, to rise above any challenge. Again, bringing it to being yourself, loving yourself, honoring yourself, honoring others and where they are at, and recognizing that just because you're at a certain place doesn't mean everybody else needs to be there. It's your journey. Make it your journey. And appreciate the adventures for what they are. It sucks when we have to close a chapter on something that our heart was invested in, that we were really open to. It sucks being rejected. And it really stinks when something doesn't come through that we thought was going to come through. When we have this idea or this dream or we're stuck on this idea of what we thought may come to be when it doesn't. So sometimes we revert back to those old ways of behaving, playing the blame game, because it's so much easier than accepting responsibility for what we've done. But there does come a point where you accept responsibility for what you've done, but then you let it go. If someone doesn't want to hire you, or someone doesn't want to be with you, or someone doesn't want to have a friendship or anything with you anymore, that's on them. Let it go. Close the chapter in love and light and let it go. Just because you're turning the page doesn't mean that it's over. You can still move forward. In your growth, you're going to attract that perfect possibility because it is perfect. On the surface, nothing is perfect, but it's perfect for you. It's taking that trip that you never expected to take because you're going through a divorce. It's starting your own personal business because you have some time to yourself because your kids aren't around as much. Things in life are shifting. It's doing a job that you never expected to do and you never would have attempted to step foot in. That's brought you to the love of your life or has helped you to make this amazing connection with someone that's going to help you up level. It's listening to the inclinations when it's saying to check something or when it's saying to call someone or when it's saying to go somewhere. All of those little things. The more that you connect, the more that you are following your intuition, the more that you are allowing your spirit guides to guide you, along with all of our little spirit animals, the more that you are going to align with your highest self and connect and shine the best way that you know how. So stop lowering that vibration in those instances where you're dialing back, in things that make you feel awful after the fact. Why did I drink so much? I knew I shouldn't have bought that pack of cigarettes. Why am I stalking their Facebook page? Busted. Mm-hmm. Why are you putting yourself through that torture? By releasing, by letting go, you are free. By accepting yourself, you are shining your light. You are attracting what is meant to be. By listening and following your intuition, you are right where you are meant to be. Is the glass half empty or is the glass half full? That's up for you to decide. On some days, it may be half empty, but what can you do to fill your cup? Who can you turn to? What can you create? Where can you go to find and achieve that peaceful state of mind? What is best for the truest core of you? Sometimes we think we may want something, again, but we don't. For when it's manifested out of ego, it's never in love and light. It's never serving our highest selves. So releasing the ego, forgetting the blame game, maybe giving it 24 hours before you react to a person. How many times do you like rapid fire and then you're like, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. I know I'm quick with the tongue. So yeah, I can count endless amount of times that's happened to me personally. But taking a moment to say, okay, why is this upsetting me? I'm feeling this way because what can I do to change this? How can I best explain this? What is the best way to move myself out of this situation? The safest way. We are all safe, by the way. That was another huge message that came through the last yoga class that I taught. And if you want to dive in more, with meditation, yoga, holistic healing, which I do with the Reiki, or even finding the intuitive messaging that comes through when I do those sessions, I would love to offer those services, discuss with you. You can email me at heavenlypennies1111@gmail.com if you want to learn more about that. I would love to share wisdom from angels, spirit guides, loved ones, anything that comes through for you. So to wrap up this episode, dreams. It's very challenging when you have an idea of what is meant to be and it ends. What do you do to push through that? You start a new chapter. You continue to persevere and to pursue being your truest, highest self. You eliminate the toxins, the toxic behavior, and the old patterns. You move into more growth, change, evolution. Because it's when you're shifting through those transitions that you will look back and see the grace that was carried through in those moments. And why it served that purpose at that time. Sometimes when we're holding on to things, it's because we want that clarity. We need that understanding. And if we can't understand, well, we react. So we're depressed. We're angry. We're fearful to open up again. Let go. Be you, be true, appreciate all that you have become and where you are headed. Be brave, persevere through the trying times. tragic insight will lead a helping hand. Practice makes perfect. It's not where you start, it's where you began. The finish to the end. And so it is done. Thank you so much for listening to this Heavenly Pennies episode. I'm full of gratitude, sending you all love and light and much Heavenly Pennies. Until next time, keep shining and collecting.